5 days after the polls closed in Iraq's general elections, the first preliminary results were released today, and they confirmed what many had predicted. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki appears to have done well, but not well enough to form a government without convincing a few of his opponents to join with him. And as NPR's Baghdad correspondent Quill Lawrence reports, that won't be easy. Maliki's closest opponents from the secular bloc of former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi have already started claiming fraud.
About 12 million ballots are being counted and then entered into two separate computer systems in a building deep inside Baghdad's Green Zone. Almost 2 days later than expected, Iraq's Electoral Commission announced results in only 5 of the 18 provinces, based on less than 30% of the votes from those provinces. One was a Kurdish province that predictably went for the dominant Kurdish slate. Two were majority Shia provinces, where Prime Minister Maliki has a clear lead. Another two have Sunni Arab majorities and tipped for Ayad Alawi, a secular Shiite. The Electoral Commission had complained of technical difficulties, but today their troubles increased. Shaking a sheaf of papers, Adnan al-Janabi, a candidate running on Alawi's slate, read out a laundry list of fraud allegations before the news media. Ballots for Alawi were found in trash cans, he said, and election officials had been manipulating the numbers. Janabi also alleged that a close advisor to Prime Minister Maliki had been seen inside a restricted area of the Electoral Commission. It wasn't just the Sunnis complaining. A coalition of religious Shia parties also made allegations today, demanding access to the software that the commission is using to tabulate the votes. International observers had pronounced the election free of major irregularities. Today's allegations may be the opening gambits in post-election posturing, even if they threaten the legitimacy of the entire process. It goes to show that a peaceful outcome may be more important than going strictly by the numbers, says Ibrahim Sumedai, an independent secular candidate.
I think the most important thing now is the result have to be acceptable for the winner and the loser.
The presumed winner, Prime Minister Maliki, has already been wooing some of his rivals, beginning with the Kurdish bloc, who may have won almost a fifth of the seats in parliament. But Maliki will have to make a pitch to at least one other group and perhaps to all of the blocs.
Any exclusion of any of these blocs really won't help the united Iraq.
Qasim Daoud is a candidate with the Shia religious coalition. He says he accepts that Maliki has probably won the most votes. But if the three remaining groups unite, they could block Maliki. Either way, every faction has its own list of concessions and demands, and that means a long summer of brinksmanship, says Daoud.
I already informed some of my friends, especially the diplomats, my expectation that probably the government will form on September, because the process is very complicated.
Daoud says he hopes a government can be formed quickly to avoid a dangerous power vacuum, especially since U.S. troops are expected to begin rapidly deploying from Iraq. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.